KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A ward committee member in Chatsworth, south of Durban, says a deadly fire at the Sugamuva informal settlement was allegedly sparked by a stove left unattended. Sfiso Mayisa says the victims had returned from a bar on Friday and were cooking late that night when the blaze started. He says residents heard screams and tried to help, but the fire had already engulfed the area. The blaze also tore through more than 20 shacks.
We are pleading with the municipality to supply the displaced with building materials. Dwellers are reluctant to relocate and claiming they have not received enough food. They had to return to their slums. The Tewini should give them permission to reconstruct their shacks.
Displaced families have since been moved to a local creche for shelter. In a separate incident, an investigation is underway after a 28-year-old man died in a house fire in Avoca Hills. One other person was treated for burn injuries yesterday. And a Midlands family has been left devastated after a 10-year-old boy was killed in a motorbike crash. It's understood he was knocked by the motorbike on the R103 near Lichton yesterday. Paramedics say the child was declared dead at the scene. Midlands EMS spokesperson Roland Robertson.
Two other people sustained minor injuries and were transported to hospital for further care. Authorities were in attendance.
And Police Minister Senzo Mchunu has dismissed speculation that National Commissioner Fanny Masemola is facing arrest over corruption claims. This follows reports by News 24 suggesting Masemola may be charged for authorising irregular property purchases. Ministry spokesperson Kamogelo Mokgosi says Mchunu is concerned by the reports. She adds that the minister hasn't been officially informed of any case against the commissioner.
As the Ministry of Police, we have not been made aware of such impending arrest. We have also noted the response from the Investigating Directorate Against Corruption, also known as IDAC, on the speculation. We plead with the media to avoid any speculation on this, as speculation of this nature has an adverse impact on the named person and also has the impact of destabilizing the work of the South African Police Service.
And abroad, two firefighters have died and another is seriously injured after they were ambushed by a gunman while responding to a fire in the U.S. state of Idaho. Crews went to an emergency call near the city of Coeur d'Alene when they came under sniper fire near a popular hiking spot.
Some law enforcement right now, there's an active shooter zone. They're shot. BC-3's down, BC-1's down. Everybody's shot up here. Law enforcement, code 3 now up here.
Authorities say a man's body has been located on the mountain with a firearm nearby. A restriction for residents to shelter in place has also been lifted. Earlier, local sheriff Bob Norris gave this update.
We still have civilians that are coming off of that mountain. We might have civilians that are stuck or in shock on that mountain.
Those clips courtesy of Sky News. Durban 22, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, PSG and Bayern Munich through to the Club World Cup quarterfinals. It is test week for the Springboks, so we'll hear from the coach, Rassie Erasmus, and South African-born Aldrich Burkhiter, 20-year-old, is a PGA Tour champion.